We haven't even started.
Okay, cool.
Now help me understand this.
I don't even understand that question.
What?
Good, so this is a great introduction.
We talked about the big picture and the small picture. We haven't even started, which is sort of why we're here.
Life happens.
You heard it here first, folks.
It never ends and it never starts.
We're starting. We felt very intelligent. We said things that sounded a little pretentious. It was great.
Welcome to Self-Talk. Welcome back to Self-Talk. Welcome to Self-Talk.
This is, hello, welcome to Self-Talk. We're starting Self-Talk.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Self-Talk. This is Perry Self.
And I'm Daniel Self.
Yes, the co-host. How you doing
again
today?
We're starting. It's just like it's the not funniest running joke of all time.
All right, I'll let it die.
Thanks.
An ignominious death.
Oh, well, you just redeemed yourself with that one. Ignominious.
Oh, good. Thank you. All right.
All right. Which I think launches us perfectly into what I really wanted to continue talking about today, which was this idea of
ignominy.
Of ignominy. I mean, I think we all are. I think it's a question on everyone's lips, really.
I don't even know what it means.
I don't either.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, good.
We'll have to look that
up now. Ignominy. Ignominious. Deserving or causing public disgrace or shame.
Ooh.
No other party risked ignominious defeat, is their example sentence.
Okay. Wow.
I love that, and interestingly appropriate. So I think we found the title of today's episode, Ignominy.
Okay. And what do you want to talk about now that I interrupted you?
Done. That's like done. Like we figured that out like right out the gate.
Done. Okay.
So perfect example. I said the word done, and you in your head heard the sound effect that is onomatopoeically encapsulated by that.
Yeah.
And then said it, even though like – no one had made a joke, so it didn't really apply. Okay, anyway, so this is the point, is that I want to talk about that dynamic. I mean, specifically between us, obviously, but also like sort of in philosophical terms, but also as it applies to us and as we how it applies to our dynamic. Because I do feel like sometimes you feel maybe like criticized by me or like maybe ridiculed a little bit or like not accepted for who you are, or like I'm trying to change you, or like all that stuff, and like that's, I want to examine that to make because I don't want that to be the case. I don't want you to feel that way, and I don't feel that way. Like to me, it's
what do you feel when are deriding what I'm saying? or dissecting it ad infinitum.
Right. I think there are a couple things. I think that partially there's just the aspect of like teasing you, because teasing is fun. Like, you know, It's like being like, because it's fun. Like, again, like it's what I was talking about yesterday or yesterday. It was like many weeks ago, not yesterday. I wanted to address this little tangent because it occurred to me that we hadn't really said it. And like sometimes it can be a little confusing. We sometimes, like in a continued effort to try and upload an episode a week, even though obviously we still haven't been. But
we pre-record some sessions. I mean,
sometimes we pre-record, so we'll like record a bunch in a row, or we'll record a bunch in a couple days. So like, you know, Conley, my girlfriend, like went to listen to one of our episodes, like after her and I had started dating that I had just uploaded. And it ended up being the episode where I had been talking about the girl in tap class.
Okay.
And in that episode, I was like, look, if you're listening, I'd love to take you out. And Conley was confused. And she was like, what's going on there? And
is there something I should know?
Right. And so I had to clarify, like, no, that was, even though it uploaded this week, like we recorded it quite a few weeks back. And for people listening, like that, I was saying that week, and then technically the next episode we uploaded, I think, was the one where I first mentioned Conley, I think, which was last week.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the etiquette is on podcasts. You know that better, but I know on radio they often say this episode was pre-recorded earlier for release at a later date.
Oh, I like that. That's sort of fancy sounding.
Do you like
anyway,
that?
So this episode
kind of went into my announcer voice there.
I like that. You have a great announcer voice.
Oh, so thank you. Uh-huh. By the way, we just saw the movie In a World. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't heard of it.
It's a great indie film. It's really cool. I think you would enjoy it.
Sweet. I'll check it out. In a World?
Yes.
tell myself and the listening audience something about In a World, man.
It's this quirky sort of indie film about the voiceover world. And just some great actors in it.
Oh, like In a World.
Yes.
That's what this refers
exactly.
to. Nice.
And the guy who makes that phrase famous in the movie world has just died. And so now they're looking for the...
Based on fact?
No.
Oh, no. Interesting. Okay.
And so they're looking for the replacement, and two of the main characters, one big voiceover guy in the industry, his daughter is trying to do voiceover, but as her dad has told her, you know, they're just not looking for female voices. And then she starts to hit it really big in the movie, and it goes from there.
Cool. How fun.
Yeah, it is.
That does sound fun. It's sort of quirky, indie, funny.
That's just what I said. Yeah, those were my exact words.
Were they?
Yes. Quirky
Maybe
indie.
I should listen a little better.
Definitely.
Sorry.
Well, especially since we're just talking and you're not getting my visuals, it would be nice if you actually listened to the words coming
that's
out of my mouth.
All I get. That's my one and only job right now is to listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then respond to it.
Yeah. So anyway, that all came about because if you want to put some kind of notification on there, record it earlier for later release.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, yeah. Well, as we move forward, let's maybe try and be more conscientious of mentioning that when, like, we're...
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Like my original idea was, like, no, we just sort of, like, let it ride, like, so it always just sort of seems. But then it does, timeline-wise, it's weird. So, like, right now...
Like, so, like, if I was talking to you right now and saying, you know, your mom's going to be coming out next week, and this isn't released for 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So technically, last week, in quotes, I was walking through Central Park getting ready to come to Gateway in a few weeks.
Right.
And now we're recording this. I've been at Gateway for a few weeks. So
yeah.
Anyway, so let's cement ourselves in time here. Technically, right now, it is June 1st. It is a Sunday. It is 3 p.m.
Eastern time.
Eastern time.
Yeah, there we go.
Eastern time, 12 noon Pacific time where you are.
Yeah.
And I'm out in Bellport, Long Island, and we have a show this evening. It's weird. We don't have a Sunday matinee today. We just have a Sunday evening.
Huh.
And then I will be going. Yeah, and then I'll be going back into the city to spend the evening with Conley and spend Monday in the city with her, and then record an episode of Self Made Man.
Yeah.
With Mr. Eric Mann, and then I'll be coming back out for our last week of shows.
Yay.
And mom is going to come out to see them, which is so exciting. Okay, enough family quaintness.
So
I know I always hate too much niceties. They're too,
okay,
they're
well,
just too quit, nice. Broody.
Quit being so damn nice, things. Okay? All right.
Yeah.
There we go. We'll be edgy, and I swore right there. So now we can get a PG rating in there.
That's right. We're edgy. Okay. So back to the edginess of bad jokes. That's
yeah, so I was saying, what do you feel?
What do I get it? Right.
You said somewhat teasing. You feel some of that. But sometimes it doesn't quite feel like teasing. It's like your extended way of saying, really? Really,
right.
Dad?
And it is. That's,
okay.
That is. I have to fess up to the fact that that is true, that there is an aspect of that. And that's the part that we should probably examine on my end too, is like, where does that come from? But it's because I think I do. It's like, yeah, I think part of what last week was about, and maybe we continue this week a little bit, just really trying to understand like where that comes from. Cause it's like,
oh, okay. So I got to share, because we were talking about tail wagging a couple episodes ago. Yeah. Sessions ago. And
absolutely.
There was this cool thing on NPR earlier this week about this guy who's been studying the nonverbal communication of dogs. And
cool. He
said, you know that yoga pose called downward dog? And you've seen dogs, you know, where they stick their butt up in the air and their arms are stretched out in front of them. And he said, according to him, and I don't know if he's an expert or not, but it was kind of fun, that is the nonverbal invitation in the dog world that says, you want to play? I'm going to bite you right now, but it's just playing. Okay?
Interesting.
You ready for that?
Huh.
And Something about that image just really tickled me. And then they also, like, if they're playing and they bite too hard or do something to hurt the other one, they go into that pose to go, I'm so sorry, we were just playing. Is it okay if we keep playing? Because I didn't mean to hurt you.
Interesting. Totally. It's sort of like crouched and sort of prepped, but it's also a little withdrawn, sort of a little back. It's like, look, we're cool, right? We want to play. And it's like, but it's still prepped to like pounce again, to like to keep playing.
And so to kind of tie it back in, and anyone who hasn't listened to the other podcast, my association with words that is sometimes confused with humor, sometimes by me too, because it amuses me, I think is like that downward dog pose. And that's what we were talking about in the last podcast, is just an invitation to play. And it's like, if you can put up with this stupid, sick stuff coming out of my head.
Sick? Well, it's never sick.
Well, not sick as in awful sick, but, you know, more, that was sick.
Sick like... There we go. We're off again.
I've been around teenagers too much.
So funny.
Anyway, and I think for me, that's more what it is. As we were talking about that, that was a discovery just in talking with you in the moment. It wasn't something that I'd thought about. And I've been looking at that since the talk. And sometimes it is kind of humorous to me, but I have totally gotten by this point that there are very few other people in the world who will find it humorous, but it's much more become like, this is me. You want to play? And so when I heard the story about the dog, those two things kind of combined after what you'd said about tail wagging, and it's like,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's so right. That is kind of, you know, when I was younger, I would actually go up to other kids, and you see this in the movies. I don't think you see it so much anymore, but hey, want to play? And the other kid says, yeah. Okay, so it's an invitation.
Right.
And so your response, I'm curious what is there for you other than either you think it's an attempt at humor and it falls so horribly flat that you want to make sure I know that so I don't embarrass myself. Or you're afraid I'll do it with other people while you're around and you'll be terribly embarrassed. I don't know. I'm not sure what's up for you.
Interesting. Yeah. That's very interesting. I think there's definitely aspects of my own insecurities that are wrapped up in it. The fact that up until recently, most of my life, I've been trying... I've been trying to, you know, be cool. I think we all experience that to a certain extent, that idea of like trying to fit in, trying to be cool, trying to figure out.
Oh, I never did that.
well, I don't know. Maybe you didn't. I don't know.
I was so out of it that thought never occurred to me, but not till much
literally,
later.
So it didn't happen for you?
No.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. But
yeah, I think I, yeah.
And anyway, so I wanted to tell you, unless you want to explore this some more, I think it's something maybe you need to cogitate on.
I had thoughts.
Well, then share those thoughts, please.
Okay. No, I don't have to cogitate unless you don't want to talk about this.
No.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I do too. Go for it.
I was making a bit of an admission, like that I think that I have, because I've always been very hypercritical of myself and like things that come out of my mouth that don't land or that people don't seem to relate to or that doesn't seem to, you know, be like sharp and witty and smart and funny. I think that I tend to apply that to those around me as well as like a reflection of myself. So I think that there's an aspect of it that like, when you say something super like, you know, dorky or sort of nonsensical, like by me acknowledging it, it's like I'm saving us. It's like, as long as like, as long as I'm saying like that was silly in my tone or whatever, then it's like, then people won't think that we don't know that that's silly.
Right.
Because like we don't know, then we're silly.
Right.
Okay. But if we know, then it's just that. So I think that's what I didn't admit last week, that I've been convincing myself to like that I've actually been, you know, finding to be the truth and trying to, yeah, to admit, because I think that's true. And so I'm curious moving forward if like, if I don't let myself go to that place, if I'll just play back, or if I'll just like, or still if it'll be like bad, or like, but there'll still be a difference.
Yeah, maybe. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Cool.
Okay, so what was it? What was it that you wanted to skirt over my emotional moments to talk about? What?
Yeah, but we've unskirted it now so that we can go right on to the next topic.
Great, we're unskirted.
Yes, okay, good.
No more skirts.
Does that give us an R rating or an X rating now? I don't know.
Oh, no more. See, there we go. See, we just played. See, I think that was more. Yeah, we did a good job there.
Okay. Right. Interesting thing occurred this week, and for me, we were playing a game, your brother and his girlfriend and me, and we were playing Risk on his iPad, and I never played Risk on an iPad. I played it when I was growing up on the board game, and I could tell by the time we were done placing the armies, I knew I was a goner.
Really?
Yeah, because I could read the board. I could tell the way it was set up. It's like, I'm done. I'm not going to be the one that wins this game.
Interesting.
And in the past, that would have meant a very long, painful process of me slowly seeing the inevitable come to occur.
Sure.
And it wouldn't have been fun for me or anyone playing with me.
Huh, yeah.
And I saw that, and it was like, oh, okay, so I got a choice here. And I'd never seen that choice before, and it was like, so I know I'm not going to win. So now how do I want to play? And so at one point where it really showed up, I got all my armies, I dumped them on this one place, and just started attacking. And your brother said, Dad, you really want to attack there? And I said, well, yeah, I already know I've lost. So I can either, you know, die of 1,000 paper cuts, or I can go bonsai and see what happens.
Sure.
And I had a blast. It was a lot of fun. And it was a big sort of shift for me in, it's a game. Play. All right, so I'm not going to win this time. So I'm not going to win. So now how do I want to play with it? And it was really cool. I had a great time.
Cool.
And I was the first one eliminated. I knew that was going to happen. But I did some spoiling and took some people out along the way and had a fun time.
Yeah, you watch the world burn. That's fine. That's great.
Yeah, I just didn't fiddle while it was happening. But
what's that reference?
Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You haven't heard that one?
No.
Wow. Nero was
like Nero, like the really
the
like
Roman
the most
emperor, yeah.
Right.
There's this apocryphal tale of him while Rome's burning, he's just sitting there fiddling because he couldn't care less. So
interesting.
Yeah. So anyway.
Sort of like Rome and let them eat cake.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. Now let's get the French Revolution in there and tie those two together.
Bam.
Ba-dum-bum.
Bam. Ba-dum-bum. Bam. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea where we're going with that, but.
Ba-dum-bam.
Yeah, I think I just smacked into a brick wall there.
Okay, well, was that, did I do a better job? I tried to play back a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah. working hard here for you. I love you.
I appreciate it. I love you too. So you're not in the city now, right? You're in Long Island?
I'm in Long Island right now.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, your mom's really excited about coming out. That'll be cool.
I know, and I am so sad that, like, you know, not everyone can. And, you know, if anyone were to, the fact that it's mom coming to where she feels the most at home, you know, I feel like that's a cool thing.
Yeah, she's actually hooked up. She's going to meet some high school buddies that she's not seen since high school, and some relatives she hasn't seen in forever.
Cool.
And
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah, she's going to try and hook up with a former student from Highland, who's out there now, Lane. So she's already texted him, and he said, yeah, let me know when you're here. We'll get together.
Oh, good. Maybe I mean, I've been here, and I haven't seen Lane. So yeah. We should all do that.
That would be very cool. So coordinate that with your mom.
For sure.
That would be cool. And this is a great stopping place here, since we've kind of completed what we were talking about.
Sure.
It was great to talk with you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Self Talk again. And this is Perry Self.
And I'm Daniel Self. Oh, wait, a little housekeeping.
Okay.
And then we can end. Well, because we always have to do the housekeeping. I always do the address at the end, remember?
Yeah.
So we have a brand new website. it's, you know, with the launch, or maybe I said this last week. Uh-oh.
Don't worry. Just tell us what it is.
Okay. All right. We have selftalknetwork.com. It's your source for all three podcasts.
Okay.
For Self-Talk, Self-Made Man, and the soon to be coming, the much anticipated, The Divine Self with Miss Conley Basham.
Okay. So that's selftalknetwork.com.
.com. Yep. And you can still write into us at selftalkpodcast@gmail.com. And subscribe to us on that website, etc. But yeah, check out our brand spanking exciting new website.
But the one that has it is selftalknetwork.com. All right.
Selftalknetwork.com.
Hey, it was great to talk to you. I'll talk to you later.
So good talking to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
It never ends and it never starts.